story itself is pretty well known, at least for something that happened 10 years ago. It seems like just the other day. There was a fellow named Brian Nichols who was on his way to a trial for rape in Atlanta, and he somehow overpowered the guard in the Fulton County courthouse. He went into the courtroom and killed a judge and two other people. Then he somehow got away and hijacked several vehicles and killed someone else. And then the famous part is that he kidnapped 27-year-old Ashley Smith. Brian Nichols is played by David Oyelowo, and Ashley Smith is played by Kate Mara. He held her captive in her own apartment, and the events were really shocking, but the reason the national press latched on to this big story at the time was because of its very surprising resolution. Ashley Smith herself was in quite a bit of trouble. She had had her child taken away because Ashley was a meth addict. And while they're in this apartment this entire night, she read excerpts from Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life, this famous Christian self-help book. And she reads it to this desperate killer. And I do believe that part did happen. And although the movie purports to be a true representation of all these events, it just feels like after this 10-year time that a whole lot has been embellished and changed. It didn't hang true, the story. And also, the director and the screenwriter just somehow made these far-out, very exciting events. They just aren't very interesting the way it's presented. I guess maybe because I knew the whole story. I remembered it from when it happened. And they just didn't add enough to it to have enough excitement or interest. Kate Mara is very good in this, but it's really hard to accept David Oyelowo, who was just brilliant playing Martin Luther King in Selma as this cold-blooded killer. I couldn't ever get past that. Just can't really recommend this movie very much.